these times we do need to pray, Father, that our words will be acceptable before you. We ask you this day as we gather on this Shabbat, on this Feast of Atonement, Father, Messiah, the atonement for all of our sins. I pray that in the hope of this message today, that the hearts of the saints will come alive, and they will truly bless you. You're worthy to be blessed. You inhabit the praises of the saints, and all his saints can praise your true name, Father. Anoint your man servant today, that he may speak with clarity and understanding, that others may hear and their hearts may be blessed by the word of faith. We ask all things in that precious name of Yahshua, the hope of our souls, the propitiation for all of our sins, who bore the sins of all the earth in his body. I bless you today, Father. I thank you. Touch every heart, open every ear to hear and to receive what thus saith Yahweh. We ask all these blessings in Messiah's name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yahweh bless you. You may be seated. Thank Yahweh for all things. I bless him. I bless his mighty name. I bless him for his mighty attributes, for his character. And I do thank him for his government. For his government is established upon him. And everything that the Father says, it is right. There is no cheek or no cracks at all in the arm of Yahweh. For his defense is truth, and he is truth. For everything that Messiah established, Yahshua, was the truth of Yahweh. His identity, his mighty power, his great strength, his laws. He identified this mighty one that created all things. But I say to us in this hour, we certainly need to know him. We need to know him. And you're not going to know him by some fairy tale, traditionalized mythology that has been taught to man. They are steeped in sin, rebellious, stubbornness. And so the atonement of the blood of Messiah, it is only for their own self. Serving game, what they desire, their motivations, to be all they can be, to accomplish the things in life that they perceive that are mightily important. Well, there is one thing that Yahweh wants us to accomplish in life that is the most important thing there could ever be, and that is to be like him. To be ye holy, for he is holy. That there is no other great accomplishment than that. You can go on and become the greatest physics of all time, but that doesn't produce the holiness of Yahweh. You can be one of the masterminds of the world today. That doesn't produce the holiness of Yahweh. You can be filthy rich with substance and things, but it doesn't produce the holiness of Yahweh. For he commands us to be ye holy, for he is holy. And he wants us to walk like him. And he showed us pattern of that example in that body of clay, in Messiah, the atonement for our sins, and the price that only Yahweh would accept in that body. No other price could pay for the price of our sins, our corrupt matter, our wicked ways, our self-righteousness. It could only come through the efficiency of that body. And when Yahweh showed his approval upon that, he resurrected it to give us certainty, assurance, and to assure us in the hope that Messiah came in the power, the will, the dynamics of Almighty Yahweh. Not in the strength of some God or some spiritual being. He did not come in that anointing. He came in the power of the Creator. And there's only one. Millions of gods. That is the truth. There's only one creator. And he is distinct. He's not going to be associated with any others. He has a distinct, separate, set apart identity. You cannot classify him with Shaitan. You cannot classify him with Molech, Molcham, gods. You cannot classify Yahweh with gods. You cannot. He is so distinctly different. His identity is so distinctly different that even the Muslims cannot say Allah Akbar unto him. For only Almighty Yahweh is great. That name is great. He is the mighty one. He is not identified with Buddha. He is not identified with Allah Akbar, God is great. He is set apart. He is a consecrated one. He is a pure one. He is the only righteous one. And so he will not allow his identity as to whom he is to be associated with other beings. Not even the Meltims or the Malak. He will not allow his identity to be associated with their identity because their identity is in him. Not his identity in them, but their identity is in him. And because they are in him, they identify in themselves him. They make known him, his purpose, his plan, his desire. What this nation and the nations of the world have done. They have dishonored and despised the name of Yahweh. And because of that, in this hour, we're going to see the very destruction and the day of Yahweh upon the nations. The day of Yahweh is simply any time that he visits a people. When he visits them for their transgressions and their iniquities, that is the day of Yahweh. We can see through scripture where he visited Israel for their sins. And he will bring a fire of vengeance and death through the camp of the nation. And he must do it again. For his kingdom is going to be established in the heart of man and upon the earth. His kingdom shall be. And that is the truth. As I think, as I ponder scripture, we can see how that they have just obliterated the name of Yahweh. It is a name that is despised above all things. The heart of man despised that name. And yet they say they know the Father. Can't be. When I was in school, as I looked at the definition of what a noun and a pronoun is, they said, or a proper noun, a noun was a person, place, or thing. Now the definition now has changed. But a proper noun was a specific, a particular. And the word God is not a particular. It is simply a noun. So it doesn't identify a particular. It is just a noun that can be used in any way, any form or fashion that you want to use it. But the name of Yahweh identifies a particular. The one with no beginning, had no beginning or no start at all. He is just I am. And who I am. And so these words do not clarify whom he is. And you find today that the name God is not blasphemed. Everybody use that name God. Everybody use that noun, that title God. And yet they will not call upon the name of the precious one. That created the gods. That created the God that has blinded the eyes and the minds of the world is not that what scripture calls Shaitan. He is the God of this earth and the God of this world. And if the message or the truth of Yahweh be hidden from us, it is because the God of this world has blinded your eyes and your mind, whereby the mighty power of this anointed message will not shine through. So you tell me he is equated with the Father? He has the same identity as the Father? Not so. It could never be so. For his identity is set apart from all. He will not give that honor and that prestige to no other being. Jaman has done it himself. Parents have induced that wickedness and wicked things in their children because they deny Yahweh's truth and they deny what he speaks. I want to read two scriptures. And I want to lay these because I want to conclude this message today. There is much more, but I'm going to conclude it because there are other things that Yahweh has impressed in my heart to teach and to preach upon. That the house of Yahweh may understand assuredly whom He is, that we may have assurance in our hearts, assurance in our hearts, that we may know our Father. And it has to be that way. And you're not going to know Him by identifying Him as something. He is Almighty. He is not a thing. He is the Mighty One. And so we address Him properly. You do not go before the King. You address the King properly. That's how you do it. And we must identify Him properly. If there is an atonement for us today on this Day of Atonement, then who is the one that atoned it for our sins? We must find Him in the Torah, and we must find Him in the text of Scripture. His identity does not change from the Torah to Revelation. It is the same because that 144,000 of the tribes of Israel, Yokahara saw them as he stood there on Mount Zion. He saw the name of the Lamb's Father written in their foreheads. You can't deny the anointing of that truth. When you deny that, you deny the Father. You deny the commandment and the law of Yahweh. For He has a name. And He wants His name. As He raised up Pharaoh for one purpose. He raised up Pharaoh to be a mighty man of valor and power. That his name would be renowned through the earth. And man would know that if he goes down, there must be a God, a one that is mighty than Pharaoh. And the Egyptian culture was one of the greatest of mankind. Yahweh raised them up for one purpose. That his name, not the name of Pharaoh, but that his name, not the order of their deities and their gods. He said, by my name, that I will get me honor upon my name. And he is going to get honor upon his name again. He said, the Messiah, I have honored my name, and I will do it again. When? In this hour, in this time, for his name shall be honored. And don't tell me that names have no bearing, because Nebuchadnezzar, he changed the name of Daniel to Belshazzar, which is the name or in compliance with his God. That is what Scripture says. We just don't read and we don't study enough. And the simple truths of Scripture, we don't find them. This is a simple truth. And the book is a simple book. We must simply apply our hearts to know it. And if we don't apply our hearts, then we are very easily deceived. But it's one thing about the true elect. If it was possible, they can be deceived. But it's not possible. For we have His name sealed in our foreheads. It is written. It is written. Written in the hearts of the elect. The call and the faithful of Yahweh. Do you understand? Elect, when Yahweh elects someone, He elects them. He elected you. Only one vote cast, and that was sufficient. He elected us to be sons, daughters, the call, the faithful of His kingdom. He elected you. You did not elect Him. Pastor Robert, you don't understand. He has honored the name Jesus. No. What Yahweh has honored is His word. I don't care if you're a sinner or a saint. He honors His truth. He cannot deny Himself. That He cannot. We heard about the name of Jesus that day. You didn't know anything. You just believed what you heard and you went on from there. And yet that was all in the plan of Yahweh. All of that, everything that we have course in our lives. Why? Because He ordained the steps of those that He called and elect. I want to read something. That's a boring thing in this generation. We don't like to read. I do want to continue on the strength of the demise. And that is the death of a nation. And we can see closely in our proximity in the natural realm. What things are happening in Haiti, and the death, the stench of death, right in our front door. Now, not only is this death or this demise is one of a physical separation from this life, but there is a separation from the truth, the law and the government of Almighty Yahweh. The nations today, they establish their own laws. They're governed by their own strengths. They're governed by their own nuclear power and their military might. They're not governed by the laws, the ordinance and the statutes of Yahweh. So they establish their own laws, their own rights and wrongs. There's only one way of a right and one way of a wrong. The right is doing it the way Yahweh commands us. You do it any other way, it's wrong. You do it any other way, it's wrong. It may seem right. There's a way that seemeth right unto man. But that way it brings about death. All the ways of a man, they appear in his own sight. He believes he's right. He believes he's doing the most cordial, the most righteous thing, because it is produced from his own deceitful hearts. The righteousness of Yahweh comes from the love of his law, his scripture, his truth. I'm going to preach this until he moves me out. And I will preach it no other way. For this is how he puts it in my spirit, in my heart. And I will not capitulate. I won't change it for any of us. Not one iota of it. Not one bit. One bit at all. As I see the light, I'm going to walk in the light. I'm not going to walk in the obscurity of darkness and drunkenness. That is one thing that Lemuel's mother said to him, my son, don't allow yourself really to be given over unto strong drinks. Because there's one thing that strong drinks or the drunkenness does. It perverts the righteous judgment of Yahweh. And man's heart is removed away from the law. And we've been drunk. America has caused us to be drunken with lust, things. I looked at my little shack today and I looked around and I said, I have so much. And my heart rejoiced because I looked at a jug of honey. I haven't used it. I've had it for the longest. And when I looked at that, my heart simply rejoiced because I said, I have so much, Father. I really do. I bless you, Father. I have an abundance. In the natural sense, that no place, there's nothing there. I know. But I have so much. I have so much today to be very grateful and very thankful unto the Father. And I will not shun to bless him and to thank him. I will not appropriate some of the name as he has brought us to this mighty revelation and knowledge and to displace the honor of his name. I won't do that. I will never do that. I will never turn back. I'm going on into the presence of Yahweh. I want to know whose presence I'm in. I don't want to go before him and say God or Lord. I don't want to go before him and say King. But I want to know what king I'm going before. There are many kings. There are princes and powers and rulers of darkness of this world. There are many princes. There are many powers. And the scripture talks about many rulers as well. But there's only one mighty ruler. There's only one, and we must know him by his name. He made the other gods more like Orion. He made them, and he calls them gods. I want to establish this as I go. I'm going to read today, but I want you to hear what the Spirit of Yahweh says. It says in Melchizedek, chapter 1, and verse 6. I will read. Scripture says, as a son honoreth his father, as he shows him the greatest of reverence. And we should show our Father reverence. And that is one, that is an honor, an esteem, and coupled with fear. No son should ever think that he is on the level of his father. We're not on the level of our father. He says, so as a son honoreth his father, and a servant those that serve, his ruler of that one that has charge over him. Yahweh says, if I then be your father or the father, he said, where is mine honor? Why don't you reverence me? We reverence you. We call you God. That's not so. A son knows his father's name. A son knows his caretaker. He said, why don't you honor me? And if I be your ruler, where is my fear? Where's the fear that you should show me if I'm your ruler? Saith Yahweh of hosts unto you. And then he says this unto the priests. O priests, what kind of priesthood are we? What kind of priesthood are we? We are what? So he is talking to us in this text as well. A holy nation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. He says, O priests that despise my name. You can't get any clearer on that, can you? You can't get any clearer on that. He said, you literally despise my name. And you say, wherein have we despised your name? He said, you literally hate it. You abhor my name. And when you get to any point where the name of Yahweh doesn't bring a sweet, joyful sound of praises in your heart, something is wrong. We should make a joyful noise and sing praises unto his name. We should honor his name and exalt his name. And the word God is not a name. You have taken the word Jesus and it is a made up name. Just like parents today call them Shabaka Bokabak, Shaneka Shakurek, they make names up. They take parts of this name, parts of that name, and parts of this name. That is what they did with the name of Yahweh. They took parts of names, Adonai, and they used that and they inserted that for his name, Jehovah. And that's what they have done today. They have no meaning, and so they give them meaning. And most parents, when they come up with these names, they have no meanings to them. My name is a simple name, David. Beloved one. That is what it means. I know that. It has origin. It has history to it. But the names that they have no history. They have no origins. The origin is the parent. And the parent, that one birth, take it from that, gives another wild, wacky name. They don't want simple names. Aaron, Yosef, names of honor, of historical power. They don't want that today. They want something that is wild and bizarre. Yahweh is not wild and bizarre. He's the righteous one. So when you despise, when there is a despising of his name, when your heart doesn't thoroughly love it and pant it to hear his name, it is because you despise it. When you despise it, you speak evil of it. You blaspheme it. You will speak against it. And that is the demise of any nation when they will reject, quote, their God, unquote. And even America has rejected her God, her principles of her God. She was a God of principle and righteousness. She did things right. She did things honorably. Yet the God of America, Scripture says, righteousness exalts a nation. But one does righteously according to the principles of Yahweh. There are gods today that their principles and their laws are based upon the laws of Yahweh. And because a man does right by Yahweh, he will not dishonor his word. That is why they're going to go before him and say, Messiah, did we not do wonderful works in thy name? We cast thy demons. We healed. We did mighty, mighty things in thy name. They did it because the power of the word cannot deny the authority and the power of Yahweh. His word can never deny him. The witness of his power. Even when a fool grabs hold to it, it's still witness of his anointing, his strength and his power. And he's going to tell them, depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I knew you not, but yet they did the works. They did mighty works. They cast out devils. They healed. They did works that were so magnificent that the hearts of man looked at that and said, the heart of man said, wow, what is that? He said, you were workers of iniquity. Depart from me. And there are people that hold the word of Yahweh in unrighteousness. That does not bind the word of Yahweh. The word of Yahweh is not bound. I know how our logic thinking is and how we perceive things, but his word is not bound. His word can never be bound. I don't care if a flat out sinner has it. His word can never be bound. It takes faith to believe what he says. And he's given every man what? Every man has that measure. So the only thing a man has to do is believe this. That doesn't mean he's going to walk by it and live by it. He can believe this. And if he believes this, there's a power to what? Because you always said it.
And one thing about him, he can't lie. He can't lie. He cannot lie. And if a word lies, he lies. And a word must perform. He has sent out his word. It has gone to perform that which he has sent it and purpose it to do. It cannot change. I don't care what corrupt thing. Don't you recall some of the days that you were corrupt? Those scriptures you remember when you were a child. You began to call him by that scripture verse. And Yahweh did not dishonor that. Death all around you. You deserve death. You knew you would die. And yet there was some little verse you learned in your little Sunday school class. Some verse of scripture, and the strength of the salvation of your soul was the surety of that word. It was not you, but Yahweh, his word. He cannot dishonor. For his word is as his name. Just like it. Has the same authority, same power as his name. And that's the truth. He says in Leviticus, we despise his name. We can't do it. That is the death of a nation. That is the death of the nation. When he brings us into the light, clear understanding of whom he is, you can't reject him. And you cannot deny him. For only the atonement comes by him. And Messiah is of him because he was in him. And you cannot reject the atonement of Messiah, which Yahweh has sent to atone us. Back unto him. He is the atonement for us. Scripture says in Leviticus 24:16. I want to read its predictions. I want to move quite fast today. And he that blasphemeth. Leviticus 24:16. And he that blasphemeth the name of Yahweh. He shall surely be put to death. And all of the congregation shall certainly stone him. As well as the strangers. Now, what name are we blaspheming? Do men blaspheme the name of God? What is blasphemy? You don't hear men speaking evil of just that word God. It is a very exalted noun in this hour. It is a noun word. You just say God, and they all believe that you're talking about your faith. There's only one faith, and that's the measure that Yahweh put in man. So when a man blasphemes the name, that's what it says. When you blaspheme the name of the Lord God in King James, that is how it is rendered. Well, what is this, quote, Lord God's name? He said, you shall surely be put to death, and all the congregation shall certainly stone him, as well as the strangers, as he that is born in the land, when he blasphemeth the name of Yahweh, shall be put to death. Now, what name will you speak evil of and speak against? Will you speak evil against the word God or the title God? Or you speak evil against his name? That brings death to a nation, saints. And this nation is speaking evil against the name of Yahweh today. They hear it. The scholars know it. The theologians, the seminaries teach it. But they teach it with disdain. And yet this nation says, we're going to look after the Jews, or what they call the Jews. And yet they say that that name is a Jewish name. No, it's just a Hebraic name. That's the way he spoke to a house. Can I ask us all a question? Will you answer it honestly? Those Hebrews were rebellious and wicked. They were sinful. They were corrupt. They were filthy. They were vile. And yet they were his people. He put them through great trials, affliction, bondage. And yet they were still his people. Whom Yahweh has elected, he has elected that one. Whom he has chosen, he has chosen. And he's going to take them to the fire of hell to show that he is Yahweh. And what he will do, take them to the fire of hell to show them, only way you're going to come out is cry unto me. You've cried unto the gods of the Egyptians in 425 years, you're still here. And the only reason I'm letting you out because of the oppression or the pressing of your past rulers, your masters. He said, that is the only reason that you're going to come up out of this bondage. And that is the only way you're going to come out of the bondage. Your task ruler, your flesh is a taskful thing over you. It tasks your spirit. It taxes your spirit. You get weary in your spirit because of your flesh. The wants and the lusts of your flesh cause your spirit to get weary. You can't move. You can't function. You can't think. You can't study. You can't respond to Yahweh because this corrupt stuff, you do not want to destroy the power of it. And it wearies you. You can't respond to the truth of Yahweh. There's no reaction to what he says unto us. His gifts are precious unto us. It ought to cause us to rejoice and be glad. He's given us gifts. When I think about this life, it is a simple thing. Why? Because he simply breathed into man, he became a living soul. He put everything there, yet it was life. When he believed in him, he became a living soul. He identified with the Father. He knew who he was immediately. He didn't have to question Yahweh. His laws that he gave him were right. Adam and Eve, they wrestled on the Shabbat. They knew exactly what it was. They didn't have to complicate things. They knew the Father. And when sin entered in, they began to go away from the Father. And we saw the example of that with Cain and Abel. When sin enters into your hearts, begin to take root, you will begin to go away from the truth of Yahweh. You will see it in Scripture. You will turn your deaf ear because you don't want to see it. But it's still there. And Yahweh will not deny His Word. He denies that. He must deny Messiah. And there is no salvation at all. None. If he denies his word, Messiah is denied. He was just a false thing like Buddha. He was a false thing like Muhammad. He is not real. So let us do our thing and live the way we want to, for all men shall die. But it's not so. He can't deny his truth. That is the strength of our deliverance and salvation. His truth is our atonement today. We are atoned in unto him because of his truth. The Messiah is the truth of the Father. He is. He is. He did not come to identify with anything but the Father and his name. For it was lost out of the mouths of the Hebrews. And the Jews were not, the Europeans were not speaking that name. So it is today. His elect, his name is lost out of their mouths. It's lost out of their hearts. And he must raise them up again by the spirit of his power. Quicken them that his name may come forth out of their lips. His name must. Not some pagan name. Not names that are made up. They made up the name Jesus and gave it a meaning. They made up Jehovah. He has a name. And you can't say that his name is worthless and blaspheme it. You speak evil against that name, and these fools today, that's what they are. They're ignorant. If I don't know, I won't mess with it. If I don't understand it, I will not mess with it. Deal with me, Yahweh. But don't be a fool. Don't speak against things that you don't know. Leave it alone. And that if it's not of Yahweh, it will come to naught. It will not prosper. It will not prosper. But you bring damnation on your soul, and that's what man has done. He said, you that blaspheme the name of Yahweh, you despise it, you're going to blaspheme it. And if you blaspheme it, he said, I'm going to bring death upon you. They're going to stone you. They're going to kill you. And this nation today is doing that today. They're blaspheming the name of Yahweh. They're speaking evil of it. These whorehouses today, this well-favored whore, this Jezebel, her strength is under this Babylonian power, keeping the people confused. You ask them, what is his name? I know, okay, his name is God, but what is his name? Shatan is a god. What is his name? They can tell you, well, his name is Satan. Well, what about the name of the Father? His name is capitalized with a G. No, all Hebrew writing, all Syriac writing and Greek writing, every letter was capitalized. This is just an English phenomenon, what we have today. That's the truth. Every word was capitalized. Every word. This is just our rendition, our English phenomenon. And so we say we capitalize it. It means God. Ignorant, preposterous of a statement. Let's just come to the truth and do what he always says. And call him by his name. For his name is not the Lord God. He has a name. Let me show you something. I want to move. Revelation chapter 6, verse 8. Yokohana says, and I look and behold. He told us the color of the horse, a pale horse. And his name. He gives us a name that sat on the pale horse. And his name that sat on him was Death. That was the name that sat on the pale horse. And hell, listen now, followed after him, with him. That's key there. Not only did hell death, but hell followed with him, in sync. And power was given unto them. Now where did that power come from? Who gave them power? Who gave death power and hell? Your way did. And power was given unto them over the full part of the earth. Kill with sword, with hunger, with death, and with the beast of the field. He said, there is one that is coming. And his name is Death. And he rides upon this grim horse. So death began to sit in. They become despondent. You don't know how to respond. When spiritual death began to overtake you, you don't know how to respond to his truth, to his word. There's no love for him. And hell is in your members. Because with death is hell. Precious in the sight of Yahweh is the death of his saints. Why? Because we just sleep. Death is a separation. It is a way that we are departed from Yahweh. Our hope of him is that there is a resurrection. And even in death we have a hope. For we know that there is a resurrection. Because Messiah is our atonement. He has paid the price. He has brought us to the only one that can resurrect us. You better hear me today. There is only one that can resurrect me. And if there's one that can raise me up, what is his name? I want to know him personally. I want to know who I put my trust in. He is the only one that can raise us from the dead. And he gave us hope in the body of Messiah as he raised him up. It was just not a God, but it was Yahweh. And he wants his name to be established. That's why he did a work that was so mighty that you could only attribute it unto him. And not unto some being, but unto him. And he wants it attributed unto him. He wants to be honored. He wants you to honor him. He doesn't want you to dishonor him. He wants honor. He wants you, when you come before him, you know who you're talking to. Dishonor him because we despise to use that name. Well, I haven't used it, so I want to use the other names. No, I eradicate that out of me. I will not use those terminologies because I know my Father. I will not let them fear my Lord. I will not do it before the wicked. I will not do it before the unrighteous and the unholy things. I want to show you something in Scripture. I hope I can finish this message today. If I don't, I'm going to continue. Because there are vital things that must be pointed out unto us. The day of Yahweh is near. And that's when he visits. The day of Yahweh. He starts first. He visits the assembly. Because his judgment begins there. His judgment begins with us first. And if he begins with us first, then what's going to happen to the unrighteous? The unholy. That do not love him. What's going to happen with them, saints? We better truly understand him and know who he is. And not your little identity of a God and what you call a God and what you are perceived as a God. Because your God is unjust. Your God is an unfavorable God because he only favors you. Yahweh favors his work. And what he has established. What is established were his laws. His stature. His treaty with you. And Messiah came to say, look, Yahweh has a treaty. I am the mediator of that treaty. I'm going to tell you what the treaty says. I'm going to show you all the fine points of the treaty. Now what he's going to do, he's going to seal this treaty in a way that nothing can break it. He's going to write it. And he's going to seal it with a blood offering. And I'm here to sacrifice my life. I'm so sure it is not Allah Akbar. It is not Molag Mokam. I'm so sure at what I'm doing that I am willing to seal this. Because I will do all things to please him. I will seal it with the fate of my life. Because he said 3 days and 3 nights, I'm going to give up. And started at Moshe through all the prophets, they prophesied of the mighty power of Yahweh that will be exercised in the earth to give us hope. And that is what he did with Pharaoh to give them hope. If I can do this to Pharaoh, don't you know that I can defeat the Philistine, the Amorite, the Jebusite, the Hittites, the Havites? I can heal you of your cancer. Any disease. I tell you what they do. You do it, you won't get cancer. You won't get those diseases. You just do what I say. We are sown so much in our natural bodies. We're just reaping what we're sown in our bodies. Yahweh cannot lie. We're going to reap this in our bodies. I don't care what these soothsayers say. We're going to reap it. Because if we don't, then he's a liar. He doesn't lie. He cannot lie. And the word that he says is the truth. He speaks the truth because he is the truth. And because we have not walked in the discipline and obedience of Yahweh, fathers and mothers have taught their children wrong. They've taught them wickedness. Well, I love mine too much. I wouldn't do that. Every mother says that. Every daddy says that. I know what scripture says. I know what the book says. And if the book says it, then I believe this book. I believe this book above me and you as well. I want to show you what scripture says. The death that comes to a nation, you cannot deny his name. You cannot despise it. You cannot reject his truth. For without a name, how do I know his truth? Who said that? Well, God said it. Who is the God? The Muslims say, who is the God that said it? The Hindus say, which one said it? I have 320 million gods. Which one said it? He's the mighty one that created your God. Created my God? Yes, his name is Yahweh. That's the one. Scripture says in 2 Chronicles. I'm going to move, saints. 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 22. Beginning at verse 2. You know what it says in verse 1? It says in 2 Chronicles 22 verse 2. 42 years old was Ahaziah. He was 42 years old when he began to rule or to reign. And he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. Now listen to this. And his mother's name also was Athaliah, the daughter of Omri. Now we know Omri, don't you? He wrought evil in the sight of Yahweh. And the seed after him, Ahab, did more evil than all of those before him. Is not this generation that has been birthed, is it not doing more evil? Your sons and daughters, are they not doing more evil than your generation? It is an evil X generation. And when you put an X on something, you cross it out. So they call this generation the X generation. It is crossed out. You that are on the 30 X generation. It is a cross out. It is a twisted generation. And it is. She was a daughter of Omri. That's amazing because that word Omri means pupil of Yahweh. That's exactly what it means. Pupil of Yahweh. It says now, and he also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, and his mother was his counselor. She advised him to do good. To do what? She counseled him to do wickedly. She strengthened his hand to do wickedly. Do you know the mother of the nation today, this mother whore? She's a mother Jezebel. She's a mother Jezebel. Her strength is in what we call Catholicism. She doesn't counsel her seed to do wickedly. They do wickedly. They bow down to pagan images. They bow down to gods. She's a Jezebel. She's a whore. She's well favored because all the Protestant ought to favor her. She just totally denied the Shabbat of Yahweh and said, we're going to keep the first day. And these whores say, that's good. We'll do that. Well, I can rest on the Shabbat. No, Yahweh intends for the assembly because you can see all in scripture where the Shabbat, they came to the tabernacle. They came to the house. They did not lay on their backside and sleep all day and watch television, but they came to the house, the tabernacle of Yahweh. Why did they come there? Do you understand why they went to the tabernacle? Can I tell you why? Will you believe me? If I tell you what scripture says, will you truly believe me? Because Yahweh began after he dealt with Moshe in Exodus, speaking from the mountain. He began to speak from the tabernacle. And that's where he spoke to them from, the tabernacle. We are the tabernacle, the body of Yahweh. His spirit dwells in this earthen tabernacle. He spoke out of the tabernacle. He did not speak from the mountains no more. He spoke out of the tabernacle. And that's why they went to the tabernacle. Why? Because that was the day of Yahweh's rest. And he spoke to them out of the tabernacle. You don't sit home and lay on your duff on the Shabbat and go to some whorehouse on Sunday. Deception from hell. Allah. This prostituting spirit today, these men today, they're prostitutes. They don't give a nickel's worth of fat back about your soul. That's the truth. They care for their own gain. That's it. I care enough for my soul because I love myself. I love myself enough that I would tell you what my soul needs. And I will speak to my soul because I want to make it into the kingdom. And I will not hold the truth of Yahweh in unrighteousness. Not for filthy lucre. Not for a dollar or recognition in this little crowd here. What kind of recognition will I have anyway? If I was recognized by President Bush, what good is that? If I'm not recognized by the one that made me, what good is that? And I want to know the one that made me. I don't believe that Adam and that God, he called him Lord. Because he knew Adam by his first name. He called him Adam. That's what he called him. And the woman was called Eve. That's her name. That's a precious name. That's a precious name. Adam is a precious name. You can't take away from the birth of Yahweh. And what they've done, they've taken away from his birth or the originality of Yahweh. And they brought a name in that has no originality from Yahweh. You look at most heritage today. You will find that through the lineage, they all name the same. James. David. Simple names. Charles. Jermaine. Josh. Joshua. And now you find this identity that identifies with nothing today. Has no legacy and nothing. Michael. Names that have origin, authority, and history. This today has nothing in America. Because she's the strength of the well-favored whore. She's a whore. Who think about a whore? She wants to disguise herself. She wants to pretend she's something that she's not. But she's still a hoe. She's still a hoe. She's lawless. She's lawless. She will not obey laws. And that's what this Jezebel is doing today. And so his mother, she began to teach the boy. She counseled him. Well, God doesn't mean for you to do that. Which one? Which one are you serving? I know the mighty one of Israel. He has given a stipulation. Well, baby, you don't have to do that. Well, I don't care what the priests say. I know what your daddy did, your granddaddy did. He was a wicked man. He was a wicked man. And parents counseled them to do evil. Why? Because it is one thing that will circumvent evil, and that is pure judgment. When you don't judge righteously, I want to show you what Scripture says. You respect the wicked in judgment, and you do the righteous wrong in judgment, you are going to hell. You're a vile thing. You're not even of the seed of Yahweh. That's the truth. That's right, brother. Truth. So he also walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother was his counselor, his advisor, to do wickedly. She told him to do wickedly. My mother did that. She counseled me to do wickedly. To do wrong. And you as mothers, you have counseled to do wrong as well. Or it's been your own self-righteousness, what you thought was right, but you've counseled to do wrong. Well, next time he hit you, you knocked up. All right now. He says, wherefore, he did evil in the sight of Yahweh, like the house of Ahab, for they were his counselors after the death of his father to his good. So if it's to his destruction, what is that? There's nothing left, is it? If we destroy this building, there's nothing left. It's nothing but rubble, is it? It's kind of hard to, if we put a wrecking ball on this, you're not going to salvage anything out of it. Not at all. You may get a few blocks, but it would be so difficult to get a few blocks, it wouldn't even be worth the labor. If you put a wrecking ball on this to bring it to destruction, there's no life there. And that is the seed of death when the counsel of one is to do diametrically against what Yahweh commands. That brings the wickedness in one's heart. Well, I don't see why we have to do that, remember that. Well, I don't take God's name in vain. That brings death. And America is, she is not on the threshold. She is consumed with death and diseases. The nations of this nation, and there are many nations in America. And the scripture talks about the nation, her strength. Actually, it talks about the different nations and every characteristic of that nation. I have studied the scriptures. I know what they say. It identifies with America. I will show you in text. The corruption of the hearts of the people here. That's why we better do good as much that lies within us. Let us do righteous and do good unto all men. Because the steps of a good man, they're ordered by Yahweh. He orders a man's steps when they do right. And if you're not doing right, he's not going to order your steps. I don't care who you are. For Messiah is our atonement today. He has atoned. And that's all right. He gave us such assurance that third day he was not 1 minute before or 1 minute late. He got up. When Miriam and when they went there, say, he's not there anymore. They started running. He met him in the way and he said, this is me. And then when he saw those apostles, he began, after he saw them, he began to do one thing. He had to do this. He had to. Do you hear me? He had to. He had to open scripture up unto them. When he began to talk, then he opened. The scriptures were opened up unto them. See, now he's beginning to talk now from his tabernacle. And the scriptures are going to be opened up only unto the elect and the call. We can reject that. But that's the truth. That is the truth. Only then he began to open up scripture unto them. They began to understand scripture. Say, my, what a bright, beautiful thing in scripture. So they were counselors unto his death. He walked also after their counsel. And he went with Jehoram, the son of Ahab, the king of Israel, to war against Hazael, king of Syria, Ramoth Gilead. And Syrian smote Joram. They smote him. Why? Because the counsel was wicked. Yahweh did not counsel them to do that. You take upon yourself to do something against the will of Yahweh, you're going to be destroyed. And he returned to be healed in Israel, or Yisrael, because the wounds which were given him at Ramoth, when he fought with Hazael, king of Syria, and Azariah, the son of Jeroboam, king of Yehuda, went down to Jehoram, and the son of Ahab at Yisrael, because he was sick. And the destruction now, and the destruction of Ahazah was of Yahweh by the coming of Joram. Yahweh destroyed him. And he sent a man to do it. He said, I'm going to raise up that crazy nation of the Canaanites. He said, you're going to bring death upon you, Israel. He used the wicked as his sword. He's raising up the nations today. He's raising up the nations of Islam. The nations of Christianity. That's what he's doing. He's going to have a house. They're going to be trod by fire. And they're going to come through as pure gold. Your sons and your daughters are going to forsake you. Your kinsmen, your husbands and wives are going to forsake you. And that's the truth. Mom and daddy are going to forsake you. They're going to turn. And when he was come in verse 7, and when he was come, he went down to Jehoram, and Jehu, the son of Nimshi, whom Yahweh had anointed to cut off the house of Ahab? You mean Yahweh anoint men to cut off? When something is cut off, is there any life to it? If you cut off your right arm today, will there be any life in that piece that's cut off? No life. It must be connected. And our life is in the hope of Messiah. Because through that hope we're connected to the Father. He did not come to dispel the Father, saints. Our hope, our life is in that hope that Messiah has given us. We're in Him. And our life is in Him. For us to live is our own. No, for us to live is who? Huh? It's Messiah. For us to die is gain. For us to live, our hope is in Him. Everything we do is Him. Our walk, our breathing is Him. We die, we got the great gate of the promise that He promised unto us. We shall be with the Father forever. We shall stand in the presence of Yahweh forever. We shall be sons. We shall walk in the kingdom. That is no mysticism, saints. That is the truth. The world wants to say that. They want to tell us that, but it's not so. This is the reality of all truth. This is the reality. It has to be. It has to be. Well, you came from an amoeba. Well, I was made from dirt. And in that dirt, you may have some amoebas there. You may have all that. Some germs, too. That's what he made us. Because in the dirt, we see the filthiness of flesh. Stench of it. Just looking at some of those children in Haiti that there's such a swamp there. Their bodies are filthy. They cry just for bread. You'd rather listen to a ball game or read about some ball game. And the body's so emaciated. They're just dying for water. You can't even drink water. The sewers are all broke open and feces flooding. And their reason came because they say they have to mass bury the bodies. So everyone has to have a proper burial because if they don't, the spirits just wander. Isn't that a something? The soul of a man goes back to Yahweh. No dead bodies. Hungry. Death. And we say we're going to escape this. A pagan nation that is more pagan than Haiti. Filthy nation. A filth stinks. It's a stench of the nostril of Yahweh. Is that a part of their feast days, their Christmas, their pagan celebrations? The Easters. The holidays. Is that a part of them? And everywhere in the world, everywhere throughout the world, there is a holiday every day of the year. I don't care where you go in the world, throughout the 180 nations, somewhere, everywhere, there's some kind of holiday celebrated every single day of the year. Every day there's some kind of holiday. And he always said, I've anointed and established my feast days. And he means what he says. He means what he says. It is not just to acknowledge them, but it's to keep them. Every word of Yahweh is pure. And we keep them. Well, I just my tradition. Your Christian make void the word of Yahweh. It's going to take you to hell. You got a little of the Baptist tradition. You got some of the Pentecostal. Some of the Methodist. Some of the Holiness. You got every kind of, you got a commodulation of trash. You don't know which way is right. There's only one way. There's only one way. Only one way to the Father. You're not going to find it the Methodist way, the Baptist way, the Pentecostal. You're going to find it His way. And it's only through Messiah. And that's the truth. Let me move quickly. It says in verse 8, and it came to pass that when Yahu executed judgment upon the house of Ahab, and found the prince of Yehuda, and the sons of the brethren of Ahaziah, that ministered to Ahaziah, he slew them. He killed every last one of them. And he sought Ahaziah, and they caught him, for he was hid in Samaria, and brought him to Yehu. And when they had slain him, they buried him, because, said they, he is the son of Jehoshaphat. Look at this. Who sought Yahweh with all his heart. So the house of Ahaziah had no power to keep still the kingdom. Yahweh destroyed it. Because they removed himself away. They removed themselves away from the things that Jehoshaphat had taught. The pure things. Amra. Ahab. They're gone after the pagan gods. And America is a nation of hundreds of thousands of gods. Lexus. And they're all named after some unclean thing. The Lexus. Cadillac. A cat. What they call them. Always named after some crazy thing. And their cars are named after gods. Nissan. Jupiter. They got some kind of God connection with everything they do. And that is the truth. And these men conspire with these spirits. Why? Because they fall down and they worship them and they become million billionaires. I was reading the other day that 400 people in America, over 10% of the wealth. How is that? 10 cents out of every dollar goes to 400 people. Do you hear me? 10 cents out of every dollar goes to 400 people. And 90 cents goes to the other 200
900,600,000.
It's 300 million folks in America. And yet, 400 people own 10%. Is that justice? There's a sore evil in the land. Mainly wages kept back by the owner to their own hand. 10%? I said, how can that be? And she boasted there were 123 more billionaires added to the list. They control the wealth of everything. They manipulate everything because they are never going to be satisfied. The only thing that's going to satisfy us is the joy of knowing Yahweh. And if you never get that joy, you will never be satisfied. It's not going to come by your children and your massive possessions. It's not going to come that way. It's not going to come by a husband or wife or things. It's not going to come that way, I'm telling you. You're going to have to forsake all to serve Him. I mean, even your own life. Your own passions and desires. You got to forsake that. And this world today hasn't done that. For the atonement of Messiah is counted as a piece of dung. It means nothing at all. And yet that is the most important thing upon the face of the earth. I want to hear Yahweh. I want ear to hear what the Spirit says. I want to be right. I want to get right. Whatever it takes to get me right, you show me that, Father. Put me in the fire of the oven. Cleanse me. Smote me. Chastise me. I want to be right. For I know that I'm going to leave this earth and you are too. You're going to die. You're going to leave this physical earth. Your life is going to go as a vapor smoker. It is going to be over with. That is the truth. That is the truth. You can think otherwise. But I'm here to tell you, you're going to die. And all the beauty you think you got is going to be turned into nothing. Strength means nothing to Yahweh. He doesn't take any pride in the strength of a horse. Nor does he even honor the legs of men. Men have massive, their men's legs are so massive and strong. Yahweh looks at it as nothing. It's nothing. It's going back to the dust, the earth. That's where it's going back to the earth. Scripture says, blessed are they that keep judgment and do righteousness all the time. Psalms 106 verse 3. When a man does judgment and does righteousness all the time, he's blessed. Now you don't circumvent righteousness for your wife, for your husband, your son, your daughter. You do righteousness all the time and you are blessed. Because that's what scripture says. Blessed are they that do righteousness all the time. That love judgment and that they do righteousness. And we must do the righteous commands of Yahweh and everything He... You tell me what's up here. All of you all look here on this, please. Which one is unrighteous? There's not a one. Which one can you disobey? Tell me. Can I throw this one out, Brother Nee Smith, and yet do this one? Can I throw that one out and just do that one? All these whole make the one part. All these, every single piece make the whole. You need every last one to make the whole. That's what makes us complete. For Messiah kept every last one of them. And he did what was right. When the rich ruler came to Messiah, he said, good rabbi. I believe he spoke in that terminology. Good master. Tell me, what must I do to have eternal life? He said, what does the commandment say? What does the law say? He quoted these to him. From 5 out of 10, that's what Messiah quoted unto him. He said, well, tell you something, I've done all that. He said, but you like one thing. Now these right here, these first four, show how much you love the Father who gave you that sin. He said, now you go sell what you have. Come follow me. Give everything up and come follow me. He went away sorrowful, for he had much. And your flesh has much in it. It has its pride. His haughtiness, his arrogance, his own riches, it has everything but the truth of Yahweh to govern it. We've been taught wickedness. Mom and daddy have taught us wickedness. Let us get by with unrighteous judgments. Never judge us right. Never let us get by with things and not apply righteous judgment. But they were applying judgment to someone else's child. See, that one is bad. That one is not right. Yet they never applied righteous judgment to us. We did things that were wicked and wrong. And there ain't room for those things. You don't feel quiet, but that's all right. I'm a preacher. It blesses my heart because on this week we received three letters with offerings. Two with offerings. And the people that wrote us, not any of them, only one. The other two, they says, say unto me, Pastor Robert, I bless you. I know what you're preaching is right. But I bless you in the Lord Jesus Christ. Just, here's an offering to bless the work there. To preach. Yeah, because you always begin to deal with their heart and they know that it's not in the way found in this well-favored whore. It is not, saints. Now what I preach is not by some books or commentaries I read. It's just scripture that I read. I've never been given to books. And there's nothing wrong with that. If the spirit of the book is right, the man is a righteous man. I have no problem with that. Even with the sister. But I've never been given over to books where I read books and glean books for some kind of message. I don't have to do that. For we are led by the spirit of Yahweh. And Yahweh speaks to his house. He knows what his house needs. And I believe there's nothing wrong with that. But in this book, if you take and give much emphasis to this book as you do other books, you will find everything you need. How to raise children. How to love your husband, how to love your wife, how to reverence your husband, how to love your wife as you love yourself, how to raise your children. You will find everything in this book right here. How to eat, how to lose weight, how to gain weight. You will find everything in this book. How to have a right attitude, a splendid personality, how to put on a beautiful cloak of righteousness instead of the cloak of your arrogant, foul, corrupt flesh. You find it all here. Everything about life is here. In the book. You'll find it in the book. You don't need to search some of the book. Just search this one. It will tell you, my baby's sick. Well, this book will tell you what to do when it's sick. It will tell you exactly what to do. My baby's not feeling good. This book will tell you what to do. Your baby's not feeling good. My husband and I got a problem. This book will tell you what to do. It will tell you what to do. Instead of talking harsh, talk with a soft answer. Answer with a soft voice. This book will tell you what to do. My wife and I are not getting along well. This book will tell you how to get along well with her. This is the only book will tell you how to get along with her. No other book. No other writings. Going to show you how to get along. Going to show you how to love. No other one. They bring death. Separate your mind from the true laws of Yahweh. And that is what has happened. We have been separated from the true laws of Yahweh, death. So his laws have no meaning. How sad. Everything that Yahweh says, every word of Yahweh. Do you hear me? Not 99.9% of it, but every word is pure. And only his servants love it. Only his servants can love his name. Only his servants. Every word is pure. Therefore his servants. They love it. And only they love it, they do trust in it. Because it's pure. He can't speak a lie. He can't speak nothing corrupt. Because if he speaks it corruptly, he is corrupt. And he's not. But if you and I corrupt, he will show himself corrupt to you. He's sure he's tough as you. Matter of fact, he's tougher. Scripture says in Zephaniah. Let me move quickly. Zephaniah, this is an unholy generation because it scorneth the judgment of Yahweh. Zephaniah chapter 2 verse 1. This generation, it scorneth the judgment of Yahweh. It mocks it. And that is what an unholy, unrighteous witness does. It mocks the judgment of Yahweh. At the mouth of the wicked, it devoureth or just love iniquity. It love lies. Feed them lies. They love the iniquity that they've been fed by. What is iniquity? Well, it's a lawlessness to the flesh. It is a lawlessness that is lawless. When something is lawless, there's no governing power because it is lawless because there's nothing there to govern it. And we must be governed, saints. Yahweh must govern our every walk, our every thought. He must govern that. Govern it by the law of his truth. Shows us how to think. How to think. Well, what sort of things are pure and lovely? We ought to think on those things. Doesn't he tell us how to think? We think on trash and gossiping and lying and folly. That's why the power of his anointing is not visible. No power today. Men say they have no power. Good talkers today. Yahweh, whoever the man is, you send him here and let him preach here. I don't care what he looks like. Just as long as your truth in his mouth. That's all that matters to me. And that's the truth. And that's the truth. Scripture says in Zephaniah. Zephaniah. Verse 1. You must understand if you read this prophecy or this. It's a small minor prophet what they call. What Zephaniah is called. And he dealt with the moral state of Israel. The northern tribe, their wickedness, their corruption, their vileness. And yet, now there had been a revival there by your Zion. That's all America talk about, the revival, isn't it? That's all they talk about. We're going to have revival. Revival in America. Revival, revival. Yahweh dealt with the moral state of that nation to show them the impending destruction that's going to come upon them because you have rejected the laws of Yahweh. And this is what he says unto them. He says in verse 1 chapter 2, he said, gather yourself together, yea, gather together, O nation, not desire. You understand that? A nation that has no remorse. A nation that is not ashamed of nothing they do. It's America's shame. Are we ashamed when we sin? We will do our brothers and sisters wrong. We're not ashamed. We can walk by them and say, the Lord bless you. God bless you. That's wickedness. He said, you're a shameless nation. You have no shame. You have no righteous value about you at all. You can walk naked in America. It's all right. You can be a punk, a sodomite. And your rights ought to be expected. There's one right for a man and a woman. It's the same. To do righteous. Not to walk as some sodomite dog. The right for a man whose skin is black is the same right whose skin is white. No different. Same. Can I ask you a question? Do they all die? So the law is righteous. It is appointed unto man once to die. So all men die. So you take no pride in neither one of them. You ought not to have any pride anyway. The law of Yahweh is righteous and it's right. No exception to the rule. Only one rule. His rule. And he ruled. It says, before the decree bring forth, before the day pass as the shaft, before the fierce anger of Yahweh come upon you, and before the day of Yahweh's anger come upon you. Yahweh says this, seek ye Yahweh. That's what it says. Seek ye Yahweh. Seek ye Yahweh. And he identifies who? For who shall inherit the earth? He said, all ye meek of the earth, seek him. He said, which have wrought his judgment, he has kept his laws are pure, he has made his judgment known. It tells you to seek what? Righteousness? Seek meekness? It may be ye shall be exposed in the day of Yahweh's anger. That you may be hid in the day of Yahweh's anger. Why? For Gaza shall be remembered. She shall be forsaken. That's what scripture says. And Ashkelon, a desolation. And they shall drive out Ashdod. And that means powerful. Powerful one, powerful nation. Is America powerful? She's not the most powerful nation upon the face of the earth. Then this is what he says he's going to do to Ashdod. Ashdod, really. He say, at the noonday, and Ekron shall be rooted out. Ekron is immigration, the place of immigration. Is this not the nation that everyone wants to immigrate to? The characters identified in these travails that should come upon the land for their forsaken Yahweh. He says, Woe unto the inhabitants of the sea coast. We've seen that in this nation. Woe. The woes on this nation. They're coming. The earthquakes. They're coming. 2 weekends ago, Kentucky had a 3.8 on the Richter scale, an earthquake. Shook the hills there. He said, and the nation of the Kiathite, and that means executioners. We just executed. And we executed our own righteousness then in Iraq, didn't we? Iraq. That's what it means. He said, the word of Yahweh is a dead shoe. O Canaan, lowland, and the land of the Philistines, immigrate. I will even destroy thee, that there shall be many inhabitants. He said, there shall be no inhabitants. None so ever. Why? Because this is a shameless nation. She is not a shameless nation. She has no shame at all. And when a nation has no shame, when sodomites can march naked in the cities, and the cities are being inhabited by these wicked children of darkness. 60% of the population, 70% of the population lives in the cities now. I was reading the other day, I was looking at the land that is owned by the government. Now, the state of Nevada, 97% of Nevada is owned by the government. Utah, 67%. Alaska, 67% of Alaska, 200 million some acres. Owned by the government of this nation. And they are master of the cities because Yahweh is going to bring the Canaanites. They're coming. They're laying low now. They're just lowlanded. He's going to bring them. I'm telling you. He's going to bring them. It's one thing that a lion does. It crouches. It doesn't expose itself when it hunts. It crouches. You watch these cats around here. They crouch. And they pounce upon their prey. And that's what's going to happen in this nation. The wicked. They watch the righteous. Yeah, I don't care if it's your wicked sons, your daughters. They watch to see if there's any similarity between you and them. We must declare whose side we're on. There must be a difference between his people and the people of darkness and the people of light. It has to be. I don't care who you say, who you are, what you say. It has to be. The things of Yahweh and the people of Yahweh must be different. Cannot be the same. Our light must shine. While the men may honor our Father, who is the one that you serve? What is his name? You don't ask that. Because we have darkness upon us. The darkness that shines in us is just like the darkness of the world. It's not the spirit of Yahweh. It's not Yahweh's anointing. And until we realize that and be honest with ourselves, we are not going to move in the power of his spirit. We move in the power of his spirit, we're going to break every shackle. Every stronghold of hell is going to be broken. We need truth today, saints, above all things. It is not money that we need truth. We need truth. When this nation crumbles, money's not going to do anything. The only thing we're going to be able to buy is the people. The only thing you're going to be able to buy is to buy truth. And you can't even sell it. You can't even sell truth today. They despise you. They hate you. They got questions. It's not to produce a righteous spirit, but to just show you how unrighteous they are. How wicked. And that is the truth, friends. And someone must tell us these things. And we must know. The scripture says, I want to turn quickly to Micah chapter 3. I want to read this quickly. You need to read the entire book. Chapter 3. Now in this minor prophet, what he says, you got to read chapter 1 through to understand. His message unto the house of Israel is simply one thing. Can I tell you what it is? It is here, O Israel. Here.